Just beginning by sitting comfortably. Finding a posture through the upper body that allows the sense of the breath moving freely through the whole body to deepen. Often this can mean to sit back slightly through the ribs and the thoracic spine. Feeling the width of the rib cage, the heart space balanced above the center of the hips. This can be supported by sitting up high enough on blankets or bolsters, on your support, that the hips are higher than the knees and the bowl of the hips tips forward slightly. And let the belly relax as much as it will. Beginning by connecting with your breath moving through the nose, down through the throat, and filling the lungs and emptying. And taking a few deeper breaths, feeling how the whole dome of the ribs, front and back, and both sides, swings open with the in-breath and closes with the out-breath. Just feeling the soft movement of the ribs through the whole upper torso as we breathe. Connecting with the movement of the breath in the ribs, feeling at the base of the ribs, the diaphragm, also a dome connecting to the bottom of the ribs all the way around. And with the in-breath pressing down and widening, and with the out-breath drawing in and up to its released dome shape. Breathing and feeling the pressing down of the diaphragm on the in-breath and the releasing in and up on the out-breath. As you focus on the diaphragm breathing, the ribs swinging open, the breath may be itself settling into a deeper rhythm or a slower rhythm. Just breathing in a way that's comfortable, even pleasurable, sweet, delicious breath. If breathing in this way is at all uncomfortable or triggering, if it's unpleasant in any way, letting go of the deep breath, just letting the breath breathe itself and letting the eyes open gently, taking in light and feeling the circle. As you continue to find a deep, sweet breath, diaphragm pressing down on the in-breath, feeling how that pressing down opens the belly, pressing the organs forward. And the sense of drawing the breath down all the way through the organs to the bowl of the hips. On the inhale, breath pressing down through the whole torso, through the soft belly. And on the out-breath, releasing all the way up. as a last step in the active breath practice. You can connect a full cycle of breath with the rooting and rising motion of the in and out breaths by inhaling and feeling the breath travel down the front line of the body to the floor. And with an exhale, allowing the tailbone to drop, low back to drop back, and the exhale to travel up the back line of the body from the floor to the back of the neck, the base of the skull. So we inhale down the front and exhale up the back. Imagining or feeling just gently this circuit of energy in the body, of breath in the body. Noticing as we breathe in this way and come to the end of the active breath practice, just noticing any shift in your state. If alertness is brighter, if there's calm or focus and vibration through the body, any shift in our sense of presence and vitality. And you can continue with the gentle circuit of the breath practice called churning of energy, Shakti Chalana, in the yogic tradition. Or let go of guiding the breath. And just rest back into stillness, allowing the breath to move itself. Coming back to our basic practice of a simple, wakeful presence, feeling the rising and falling breath, feeling the shift in our state as the mind wanders and comes back. And gently inclining toward steadiness, continuity of awareness. Being with each thing, each moment as it shows itself. And letting the brightened energy from the breath practice serve clear seeing and steady presence.